Page 36, measure number 24-493, Marion County Fire District number 1, tax levy for staffing 2 dedicated emergency response fire engines. Question, shall MCFD number 1 levy taxes of 99 cents per $1,000 of assessed value for 5 years beginning 2024-2025 for fire engine staffing? This measure may cause property taxes to increase more than 3%. Summary, Marion County Fire District No. 1 is proposing a replacement levy of 99 cents per $1,000 during the November election. The levy would fund the staffing of 2 fire and emergency response engines for 5 years and reduce response times. For a property with an assessed value of $300,000, the cost is $297 per year or $24.75 a month. Marion County Fire District No. 1 is not part of, nor does it receive funding from, any city, county, or state government. It is considered a separate taxing authority. More information on the replacement levy can be found at www.mcfd1.com. Levy proceeds will be used to staff 2 dedicated fire and emergency response engines beginning fiscal year 2024 and would raise an estimated $3,859,300 in 2024-2025, $3,975,079 in 2025-26, $4,094,331 in 2026-27, $4,217,161 in 2027-28, and $4,343,676 in 2028-29. The estimated tax cost for this measure is an estimate only, based on the best information available from the county assessor at the time of the estimate, and may reflect the impact of early payment discounts, compression, and the collection rate. No arguments were filed in opposition to this measure. Explanatory statement. The Board of Directors for Marion County Fire District No. 1, the Fire District, voted on July 20, 2023, to place a replacement local option levy in the amount of 99 cents per $1,000 of assessed value on the November 7, 2023 ballot. Who does the district serve? Marion County Fire District No. 1 serves approximately 59,000 people over 88 square miles, including the communities of Four Corners, Middle Grove, Pratum, McClay, Brooks, Clear Lake, Lake Labash, and Shemecketa. It provides fire suppression, emergency medical services, ambulance transport, rescue services, and fire prevention services. The fire district has 70 employees and 53 volunteers who responded to 9,848 emergency calls in 2022. Calls for service have increased 31% over the past 3 years. How is the district funded and staffed? The district is not part of, nor does it receive, funding from county or state government. It is a separate taxing special district providing emergency services to the community since 1939. MCFD No. 1 is funded through a permanent property tax rate of $1.90 per thousand assessed value. In 2008, voters approved a 16-year bond measure for the purchase of fire and EMS vehicles and station improvements that was paid off early in 2022. State law prohibits the use of bond funds for operational expenses. In 2021, as call volumes continued to grow, voters approved a levy of 59 cents per $1,000 assessed property value for 1 dedicated fire engine. Since then, inflationary costs and emergency calls for service have increased rapidly. The district was fortunate enough to also receive a 3-year federal grant for staffing of a dedicated engine company at the Four Corners Fire Station, which will run out in February 2025. Before July 2020, the district had the ability to provide fire and EMS response engines to assist our public while the ambulances transported patients. Voters in 2020 were paying a total of $2.94 per $1,000 in taxes to the district. The taxes with the proposed levy would be $2.89 per $1,000, a net savings of 5 cents per $1,000 from 3 years ago. How would levy funds be used? While maintaining emergency response services would remain a top priority of MCFD No. 1, if the levy is not approved, the fire district will not be able to fully meet the increasing emergency response demand. This will result in longer response times for emergencies and a reduction in the number of staffed response units. For more information, go to www.mcfd1.com or contact Fire Chief Kyle McMahon at 503-588-6535 or kylem@mcfd1.com. This information submitted by Ron Lee, Deputy Fire Chief, Marion County Fire District Number 1. Page 37, beginning arguments in support. Vote yes on Measure 24-493. Marion County Fire District Number 1 has served our community since 1939. This special district covers approximately 59,000 people over 88 square miles, including the communities of Four Corners, Middle Grove, Pratum, McClay, Brooks, Clear Lake, Lake Labish, and Shemeketa. Increasing calls for service. Our world has changed significantly since 2020, and the world of emergency services is no different. In 2021, voters approved a levy to support Marion County Fire District No. 1. Since that time, calls for service have risen 30%. Federal funding for 9 personnel will sunset in February of 2025, a 17% cut of on-duty personnel. Replacement levy, not a new levy. We are committed to providing timely service, and to do that, MCFD No. 1 needs to pass Measure 24-493. This is a replacement levy, not a stacking one. If this 99-cent levy passes, voters will pay less than they did in 2022 when they were paying off the bond and previous levy. In fact, if passed, the average homeowner would pay only $297 a year. If this levy does not pass, we will continue to work hard for our residents, but response times will increase. We will have swing companies at 2 stations where if the crew is out at a medical call, there is no one available to respond to a fire. This is a dangerous position for our community. A yes vote on Measure 24-493 will stabilize funding for the district and will let us have full staffing at all stations. Vote yes. Save lives. With increased calls for service, expiring federal funds, and fire season that keeps coming earlier each year, our firefighters are stretched thin. We need this replacement levy to continue providing the service our community deserves. This information furnished by Juan De Leon, President, on behalf of Local 2557 Marion County Professional Firefighters. Also on page 37, another argument in support. As board members of Marion County Fire District No. 1, our first priority is to ensure residents receive the highest quality care for the most affordable cost. We have our finances audited every year and consistently pass independent review. When we referred the levy to you in 2021, we were not fully aware of the long-term impacts of the pandemic or the economic impacts. Since you, the voters, graciously passed that levy, things have dramatically changed. Calls for service have increased 30%. More people have moved into our over 88-square-mile service area. Federal funding for 9 firefighters and EMTs will expire in February of 2025. This means a loss of 17% of our on-duty personnel. Inflation has increased by 9%. MCFD No. 1 needs Measure 24-493. While our crews provide the best service they can, these factors are and will continue to stretch them thin, increasing wait times and potentially risking lives. That is why we have brought Measure 24-493 to your ballot. This is a replacement levy, meaning that it will not stack, but replace the previous levy. Because we paid off the bond a couple of years early, if this 99-cent levy passes, voters will pay less than they did in 2022. In fact, if passed, the average homeowner would only pay $297 a year or less than $25 a month. Marion County Fire District No. 1 has served our community since 1939. We receive no funding from other governments like the county or the state. We as residents pay for the services we receive. Our fire district needs this levy to continue offering the services our community has been accustomed to receiving. Please vote yes on Measure 24-493 by November 7th. More information can be found at www.mcfd1.com. This information is furnished by Michael Walter, Board President, on behalf of Marion County Fire District No. 1. The printing of these arguments does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the arguments. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar.